The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. Lovely.
We have with us for the third week in a row, Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. How are you?
I'm good, Jackie. I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back. We're going to talk about termites today.
Woohoo.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we review many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. I got to say, I've never seen anybody excited about termites in my life. I mean, like this. I mean, I've seen them angry.
Awesome.
I've seen them angry, but I've never seen them like excited. So
it's Andy's favorite topic. So we're going to have a really good discussion. While you're at jruddy.com, remember to view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows. You'd be amazed at how many different topics we have.
Hundreds of shows.
Yes, but there's so many topics as they relate to real estate. And they're all, most of them are there.
Not all of them.
Most of them are there archived. So tune in to that if you feel compelled. JReady.com is also mobile friendly. Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. A brief background, please, on you and your company.
Well, Orkin Pest Control, been in business since 1901, American-owned and operated, world's largest pest control company. I've been doing this for 22 years. I started as a technician, worked my way up, did a lot of continuing education with Orkin's help, AIB, American Institute of Baking for food handling or food manufacturing facilities, Purdue University for entomology, that kind of stuff.
So. You're very well versed, and we've had some really good shows with you, not only this time, but several years back, and so we enjoy our time with you. Termites are a huge, rather large issue when it comes to buying a house. Most Yes. people do a termite inspection when they purchase a home, when they're in the process. Why are termites so dangerous?
They are the most destructive insect in the United States. They have done more damage to homes last year than fires, floods, or hurricanes combined, dollar for dollar. Certainly, the fires and floods have life risk, but very damaging to people's investments. One thing that's interesting about termite damage, it's not covered under the vast majority of homeowners insurance. It's on you. So, you know, if you got them, the sooner we deal with it, the better.
Let me tell you something. Over the years that I've been doing real estate, there are some people out there that go to sell their home that think that termites are a myth.
Hmm.
Can you please expel that myth right now, here and now? They're real, right?
They're real.
And they're a problem here.
It's a myth.
It's okay. Not just a problem in the South. It's a problem here, too, in the North.
It's a huge problem. The subterranean termite is the most damaging of the termites, and that is across the United States. In Pennsylvania here, we are actually considered to be heavy infestation. Now, down South, it's very heavy infestation. Okay, that means most homes have them or are going to have them. Up North here, it's a little different. We have a lot of homes who get them and a lot of homes who get a lot of damage from them. There's a lot of different things we look for, and I'm sure we'll talk about that shortly. But when you talk about how much damage can termites do to a home, I'm reminded of a situation I had once. It was an elderly couple. To the husband's defense, he might have had a little Alzheimer's. He was just not quite there. But they had swarmers, winged reproducers, flying up every spring, and termites send out swarmers, male and female drones, look like large gnats with long wings. typically in the spring. Now, they can swarm inside or outside, but what they're doing is they're attempting to mate, and the female's going off to create new colonies or nests of termites. Well, they'll sometimes swarm inside. Well, they had these swarmers
Inside the house.
In the kitchen.
In
for
the kitchen.
For years. And she saw them for years. And she said, I asked her, well, how many years have you seen them? And she said, well, maybe 10 years. She would grab a can of a Raid and spray them and think that took care of them. Well, it didn't. The swarmers are a symptom of the workers actually doing damage to their home. Now, the only reason she had called this time was because her son happened to be over when they swarmed. And he said, oh, you better call somebody. Well, they called me. I came out and it was bad. They had done extensive damage. Certainly we treated for the termites and they had to pay for the cost of treatment, but I told them they had to call a contractor right after I left because ultimately they had to jack up the floors in the kitchen. Half the dining room floors were eaten up, so they had to replace floors in the dining room and the kitchen, joist, header boards, it was a little over $40,000 worth of damage before it was all said and done. Now, again, she said she thought it only happened for the past 10 years. I think it was longer than that. They can do a lot of damage, but that was really extensive. So that's kind of worst case scenario. But the sooner you see something, the sooner you have somebody out to take a look, the better.
How do they get in?
Good question. Okay, so how do they start? You kind of ask two questions. How can they enter a home and how do they develop near your house? Now, most properties have some kind of termite activity on them, some more than others. And you can do things to draw them close to your home or encourage them near your home by creating conducive conditions. Log piles, keep log piles away from your home. If you're creating an environment that a swarmer can land and find wood, soil, and moisture all in close proximity, she can more easily start a new colony and establish herself right next to your home. Mulch is definitely a thing that you should try to avoid.
Mulch. Avoid the mulch. You hear that?
Avoid the mulch. Especially near your home. You know, out away from your house, not as important, but still, any type of wood to soil contact is something you want to avoid. The wood fence post, the rotting tree stump, those kind of things. So if you can kind of keep those further away from your house, you're reducing the odds of you getting termites. You're not eliminating it. You're just reducing them. Now, how can they enter? All they need is a hole, a diameter of 1/64th of an inch. So they can find this in the porousness of block, in the mortar joint of block. They can go underneath this footer and come up where the slab is poured against your foundation wall in your basement. So they will find ways to get in if they're nearby. They will smell out the wood and find it and start to feed.
Now, if I got a porch that's got the pressure treated lumber, the green lumber, will they chew on that?
No, typically not. If the wood was treated properly, they won't do damage to that type of wood, like a deck
right.
or a porch. But one thing you have to understand about pressure treated wood, if you have like a 4x4 post, they're treating it from the outside in, there's still core they can potentially feed on. And you have to think, was it treated right or not? Usually it was. The landscape timbers, they're kind of rounded on the sides. They aren't treated to the same degree as structurally treated wood. So we'll commonly see termites in especially the core of the landscape timbers, but not so much on the outside edge where the treatment may have lasted a little longer.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, if you have one structure, say your garage had them, and you get rid of them, right?
Yeah.
Do they now tunnel their way to the home? Could they?
They could. It depends how you get rid of them. There's two main treatment methods for termites. Now, years ago, we used to treat with chloridane
the good stuff?
It was great
the
stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, it was good for us in the industry, too. So, but we would treat one home and a block on a neighborhood with chloridane, a repellency-based material. It certainly killed a lot of them, but it would tend to drive the termites away. And then a neighbor would have them next year, and we treat that. And then a neighbor would have them next year, and we treat that. Well, the materials have improved. Now, chloridane's gone, and that was a wonderful product that lasted a long time, but that didn't mean it was better. By improving, a lot of the materials we use now, termites can't detect until they get enough on them to kill them. Termidor is one of the main products we use when we're talking about a residual or chemical application or a baiting situation. Centricon is the most widely used baiting system in the United States now. So we do have bait stations we can put around the home to draw the termites to it, get them to feed on it, and take it back to the colony and just wipe out that colony itself. It's really difficult to prove that colonies are wiped out around homes, but we can't find them anymore in the surface soil or in the stations, and we strongly suspect we wiped them out. Those methods are very effective. So depending upon the situation, a proper trained inspector might guide you to a residual or chemical type treatment with Termidor or a baiting system. And there's some other materials that are fairly effective. But it's all depends upon the situation we have at your particular home.
Can you give us an idea on cost?
Cost.
To treat.
Yeah. It used to be much higher. It's actually come down with improvements to the materials. Some homes we may treat for termites, it might only be $800. I said only $800. That's still a lot of money. Some homes might be a couple thousand dollars. Depends upon the size of the home and the amount of activity present.
Sure. I would expect that to be the answer. Now, at this time of year, I mean, I've heard people over the years say, oh, don't even bother getting a termite inspection at this time of year because you'll never find them. If there are, they hibernate or whatever. Is that true?
No, that's a myth again.
Yes.
Okay. So termites, your colony, a huge beach ball type thing, typically average of a million termites in size.
Honest to God.
Yeah, can be very deep in the soil, sometimes 10 to 15 feet deep in the soil, okay? So they're well below that frost line, and they will remain fully active year-round. Now, they're feeding on different things in the wintertime than they are in the summer. So in the summer, they're feeding on the mulch beds, part of somebody's home, fence posts, those surface-type woods, and some lowers. In the wintertime, they're feeding on dead and dying roots in people's homes. People's homes are plenty warm enough for them to continue to feed. So they can be very destructive in the wintertime. And it's essential that you keep your eyes open year round.
What are the signs? How can you tell? Yeah, I had this happen to me one time. We were showing a home and we're in the basement and it was a sheetrock. And it was like these little gray... It was like the sheetrock was kind of peeling off.
Yeah, yeah.
And we looked at it and we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's termites. And it was traced back. Well, go ahead. How would you?
That's actually one of the signs. Sometimes they'll actually eat the paper and drywall. And you'll see kind of like little tunnels
that's
underneath
exactly
the
what
paint.
It was. That's what it was.
And you can push in it and it indentates. And they're just feeding on that cellulose, that wood. That's what they eat, dead wood. Other signs that we look for, we talked about one, the swarmers look like large gnats with long wings. Now, they can swarm in as little as a couple hours, but they will shed their wings when they're done. So sometimes people come home from work and they find a lot of fine wings all over their kitchen floors or the living room floors or somewhere like that. That's an indication of probable termites. Call. We can identify them from their wings. We also look for mud tubing or trails that they build, and they travel inside of mud tubes to get to and from different food sources. Again, the part of the home, the stump, the fence post. But these mud tubes or trails are about the thickness of a pencil, maybe a little skinnier. You chip away at them, you see they're hollow, that they're actually traveling inside of them. They build them to protect themselves from their natural predators, ants, other insects that would feed on them were they able to get to them. Conserve moisture, and they prefer the darkness. But we're always looking for those mud tubes or trails. So if you see something like that on your joist, on your basement wall, on a wall, in your living room, call. Let us come out and identify it. Don't clean it up. Actually, I had a lady one time, current customer. She called. She thought she might have a problem. And I went out the next day because that's when I was scheduled to go out and take a look. And she had scrubbed the wall. And I said, I can't really see what you're talking about. Well, it was like dirt on the wall. And I'm like, I don't know what that could be. I mean, that could be anything. Roaches. She couldn't really describe it properly. I wish she would have taken a picture of it at the very least, but she didn't. So I told her, well, you know, I could be termites. It could be something else. You know, can we wait and see if it comes back? Can we check in a month? You know, it ended up coming back and we ended up dealing with it then. You know, even $1,000 is a lot to pay for if you're not sure that you have a problem, okay? And I didn't want to wait. I'd never want to wait any longer for termites. But in that situation, I would have felt wrong.
You have no choice in that situation, right?
Yeah.
Now, termites are often confused with what other flying insect?
Ant swarmers. Ants have reproducers also. Okay, that's a good question, yeah. Male and female drones, again, they fly up, attempt to mate, and the female's going off to create a new colony as the queen. Now, ants have a tight, pinched wasp waist. Termites are solid-bodied insects, so they don't have a pinched waist. The ant swarmers actually have four wings also. Termites have four wings, but two of their wings are half the length as the other wings. Okay, so you can easily identify them that way. I'm going into too much detail.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, termites have curved antennae. Ants have elbowed antennae.
I wouldn't know the difference.
But the body, that's the way somebody said it's a section. The termites are like a solid section, and the ants have...
There you go. Yeah. But when,
like
in, doubt, when in doubt, save some, call. It doesn't have to be Orkin, but you can call. One of the companies will come out no charge to identify them properly for you. We actually have people who send us pictures all the time now. They take good pictures with their phones, and we identify stuff over the internet now.
Very good. Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. Your contact info, please.
Yeah. 1-800-261-2847. Don't be afraid to call for a free inspection. 1-800-261-2847.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate asks, what does your dream sound like?
This is nice.
Yeah.
We can take that wall out, extend this room.
No, honey. We're not knocking any walls down.
Mommy, can we turn this into a basketball court?
No, sweetie. It's a dining room. We're going to put a table in here and eat our meals.
My bedroom is huge.
Oh, you already have your bedroom picked out, huh?
This place is great.
I love it.
Whether you're searching for your family's new home or selling and moving on to the next exciting chapter in your life's journey, the award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate are here to help you realize your dream. Get in touch at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host Pat Devan.
And we're back with the enthusiastic bug man. I love somebody who loves their job.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
We're talking termites today. Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. And termites are your favorite topic.
They are. They are really, interesting to me. So.
Okay. So far we talked about termites in the home and the damage that they can cause, and it's better to detect them early rather than later because you've seen some really horrific situations, structural damage, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's what they do. They eat wood, and we've seen them just about everywhere. You've seen them in drywall?
On the surface of the drywall.
We've seen them in paper. Floor joists, sill plates.
Mm-hmm. And they were in the paneling when we looked a little further. We pulled the couch out, and they were the mud tubes, just like you said.
I was walking around a house, and I tripped over a rock, flipped it over, and there were termites. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So.
What do they love most? How about a nice piece of wood in the basement into the dirt? How about that? Like filet mignon?
Get a nice piece of soft pine. They love soft woods. And unfortunately, we build most of our homes with soft pine. But and soak it in water for a while and then stick it into the dirt.
And we'll
you'll attract termites.
How many basements do you go into where people have the posts that are just stuck in the dirt?
But how
can you put my card on that post too if you do that? Any homes you sell, do that for me.
But how about the older homes with the dirt basements, and then they put pieces of wood on a path so that you can walk without getting dirt all over your feet?
Yeah.
And that's the wood to the dirt. And then the moisture.
Wood to soil contact. Yeah. I know concrete blocks are expensive, like $2 each at Home Depot or Lowe's, but it is a better option. So if you're thinking about putting wood down, just think about some of those other options that really aren't that expensive.
Was that, didn't you describe it as filet mignon for termites when you do that? That they,
T-bone steaks. Yeah, they I like it. T-bone. Do you like filet mignon? I like T-bone.
I'm not a filet
T-bone steaks.
Okay, so how about in the basements where people spray foam?
Oh, yeah, the spray foam. We did this, when we built our house, we did a renovation and we used the spray foam insulation throughout the building. So it's on the it's on the inside of the building, and some of the joists in the basement, like the sill plate, has actually been sprayed over. How would you detect termites in that without being able to see the board?
Well, actually, what's interesting about spray foam is there is something cellulose in there that termites can eat. So sometimes we'll actually see them tunneling through that. I've seen them tunneling through blue foam board insulation that people put on walls. So there is something there they will eat. But it is an inside and outside inspection. So we're kind of digging in the dirt around the home, looking for the actual workers, look like a little creamy, maggoty kind of worm, a quarter inch long. And we're certainly looking for the mud trails or twos inside and outside. So a good trained inspector, even with spray foam, can oftentimes detect them. We don't prefer that. We prefer that you leave the joist exposed or the header board exposed so that we can really visually inspect it. But I understand what you're saying. Some people have done that.
Yeah, it's just it's sprayed over.
Yeah.
So, do you have any stories with spray foaming?
Well, I do a lot of wood destroying insect inspections for real estate transfer. And that's not just termites, but, you know, carpenter ants, powder post beetles, and carpenter bees. But I had a situation one time, and it was actually pretty upsetting to me because I kind of saw something that I probably, well, the homeowner was hoping I wouldn't see. What she had done was, I was looking in the basement, this joist, and it looked a little funny. And I started poking it with my screwdriver. And I realized there was termite damage to this joist that they filled with spray foam, and they painted it over.
They sanded it and painted it.
Sanded it and painted it to make it look almost perfect. And she actually did that intentionally so she wouldn't have to pay for a termite treatment and for the real estate transfer. Because if I would have okayed that, there's a good chance she would have got away with that. But, you know, we go through a lot of a training. We're trained to pick these things up. And it was definitely an intentional thing on her part. But, and I expressed my displeasure at what she did. But she had to pay for the termite treatment so she could sell the house. So, yeah, it was really kind of sad.
Well, you need a pro.
Well, sometimes it's better just to have somebody with years experience and training to do things like that.
So if your neighbor has termites and they treat for termites, should you worry that you're going to get termites? That their termites now are going to come over to you?
There's a chance. It could happen. It may not happen. You know, it's one of those things that can happen. You try to do the things you can do to reduce the odds of them being drawn towards your house. Keep the wood debris down, the mulch we talked about. Keep the downspouts draining away from your home. Have the moisture going away from your foundation walls. Wood and soil and moisture really are the three things termites desperately need to do well. But one of the things I always tell people, at the very least, it's a good idea to have your home checked once a year for termites. Once a year, most professional companies, including Orkin, will do this at no charge for you just to look and check your house over for termites. Go with the inspector, see what they're seeing, okay? And if you're in doubt as to the validity of his claim, call another company.
Get a second opinion, right?
Yeah, get a second opinion. And just go, if you have them, heaven forbid you have them, go with the company you trust the most. It's not always good to go with the cheapest or the highest price. It's good to go with the company you feel most comfortable about. This is your home. This is the biggest investment of your life. And at the very least, you should contact somebody and have a no-charge inspection once a year just to make sure it's sound. Because again, you know, insurance does not cover the damage that termites cause.
And it could be
substantial.
Very much so.
You guarantee you get rid of them?
Fully warranted, meaning if termites pop back up, we'll come out at no charge no matter how many times and treat. Most termite agreements, the baiting we check more frequently, but come with a once a year inspection that we check things over thoroughly. If we find activity, we treat no charge. If you see anything you're suspicious of, call us. We'll come out no charge and check it out. And again, if you've had a termite treatment, you're under warranty, we'll treat additionally at no charge, whatever it takes.
How long is the warranty?
It starts out as a one-year warranty that you can renew for as long as you wish to continue. Now, a lot of people do have their homes pre-treated for termites during construction, And that starts with a 5-year warranty that they can renew annually thereafter. Okay, but that's optional. Some people do it for the peace of mind. Again, it's very expensive to build a house. It's very expensive to maintain a house, and you do not want termites tearing it up.
So if you had termites 10 years ago, you can get them again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a study done, and it was trying to talk about the average number of termite colonies on each person's property. So it's a little more common than a lot of people realize, okay? But the average number on properties in Pennsylvania ranges from 7 to 13. They're not really sure how to define colonies. Sometimes termite colonies have sub-colonies, so it makes it a little more complicated. They can have secondary reproducers. But 7 to 13 colonies on everybody's property, there is a large chance that you could get termites tomorrow. There's a chance you may never get termites. At the very least, you want to keep an eye out for it.
Oh, geez, between the bed bug show last week
and
the termites
you?
Today.
I know, really? Yeah. Yeah.
But well, you like termites so much that once you went away.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And what happened?
He was so excited.
So my wife and I, we went on our first nice vacation. This is years ago. We went to Aruba. We stayed in a nice resort, first floor resort, Caribbean Palm Village in Aruba. Okay. And the one morning we were sleeping in. Now, our bedroom had a sliding glass door to it that went out on a nice patio. Beautiful. We were sleeping a little bit. The sun was coming in. And all of a sudden, these thousands of swarmers were swarming in our bedroom. Termite swarmers. Now, what was exciting for me was they were drywood termites, something you only see down south. You don't see them up north. You see subterranean termites up north and down south. Anyway, so I'm looking at these, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the first time I've ever seen this. This is exciting. And I'm doing that, and my wife starts to realize she's waking up. She starts screaming because there's these thousands of these bugs flying everywhere, landing on the bed, on the floor. And I'm, like, trying to figure out where they're coming from, and she's beside herself. Well, what happened next is I called the front desk to tell them they had termites in the one bedroom that we had. And they're like, yeah, right. You don't know what you're talking about. So they said, we'll send a maid up. We'll send a housekeeper up. So they sent a maid up, and she came up with a can of spray that had been banned for years in the United States. And she sprayed it in our bedroom. Okay, it was Durisban, and their Durisban was banned at the time. She sprayed it. And she said, oh, this will take care of that, in her accent. And she said, and I'll leave it here in case there's more comes. It's like, oh.
Did you get a new room for your wife, at least?
Well, it was a two-bedroom unit, so we just slept in the other bedroom.
In the other bedroom, okay.
And that let me have my fun of really trying to figure
this
out.
And you wanted to bring them back.
I did want to bring some drywood termites back.
Some pet termites.
I know. Well, I never saw them in... I thought maybe I could try to, you know, but then I thought about customs and yeah. I thought, nah, I don't want to.
Well, I have to tell you, Andy, I don't share your excitement there. I'd be with you. Well, I'd be at a
she'd
different
be screaming,
resort.
No.
He'd be
she'd
my
be
wife,
screaming
yeah.
down, running down the hallway. That's where she'd be.
Yeah.
Right out to the front desk.
All right. Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. Thank you so much for 3 weeks of fabulous discussion. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Just call 1-800-261-2847 for a free inspection. Check things over real thoroughly for you. 1-800-261-2847.
Thank you. Would you come back next week?
Oh, I'd love to, Jackie.
We'll talk about more bugs, carpenter ants, powder post beetles.
I think we should talk about squirrels or rodents.
And rodents. We can cover it all. Thank you, Andy. Pat?
Yes, we have a very nice 3-bedroom home at 517 Boyle Street in Dunmore for only $89,000. Why pay rent when you can own? This is the perfect opportunity. This home has an updated 200-amp electrical service, a walk-up attic, and has lots of storage, replacement windows, it has a covered front porch, and it has an enclosed rear porch with a patio area. That's a 3-bedroom home in Dunmore at 517 Boyle Street for only $89,000.
I have more statistics. The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for the last 30 days for single family homes sold in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. How did people pay for these homes? 32% paid cash. They did not go for financing and they did not receive a mortgage. Conventional loans, that's the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, 37% of buyers went with that type of loan. 22% used an FHA, the Federal Housing Administration type of mortgage. 3% used the rural housing. That's the 100%.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And 5% were VA, the Veterans Administration type of mortgage.
A full third is cash.
Well, there it is, Cash.
Wow.
Cash is still strong. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.